Okay, we'll do now in the Maimer, in Maimorim Melukotim. So this Maimer was said on Tuesday, Yom Gimel, on Tuesday. Toiv Kislev, Toiv is 17. It was done, it was said on the 17th of Kislev, in the year Tovshin Mem Aleph, before Mincha. Not sure exactly the setting was, it says here, and later on they published this in the booklet for the conclusion and bringing in the Sefer Torah and Chanukah Tovshin Mem Aleph. They use this Maimer. It must be that they wrote a Sefer Torah. See, it says like this, they celebrated a conclusion and bringing in the Sefer Torah, which was written on the name of the Rebbe and the Rebbetzin. It was 50 years from their marriage. So, the Rebbe got married in Tofresh Peites. 50 years was when? Was Tofshin Lamet Tes. So I guess they started to write the Sefer Torah in honor of the Rebbe's 50th wedding anniversary. And it took them, I guess, a year, a little more, Lamed Tes, this was in Mem Aleph, and during Chanukah, in those days, they finished it, and they brought it to the Rebbe, I guess, and also 30 years of the Rebbe's marriage. Rebbe's leadership that was the Rebbe began in Tovshin Yud Aleph, and in Tovshin Mem Aleph it was 30 years since the Rebbe's leadership, and this was done. The celebration took place in Yutes Kislev in the Shul Beis Menachem Kfar Chabad. In the Holy Land, apparently they brought the Sefer Torah later on to the Rebbe, to 770, and the Rebbe gave this Maimer. So when the Rebbe gave this Maimer was the 17th day of Kislev, and then they published it when they did the celebration that we said before. The celebration took place in Beis Menachem in Kfar Chabad, and this was done in honor of the Rebbe. This was a Maimer the Rebbe gave. I have to check that up to make sure that this is accurate, that this was said by the Rebbe when they brought him the Sefer Torah. All right, in any event, this is the introduction to the Maimer. Now let's do the Maimer itself. So the famous Pasuk, we know that on Yutes Kislev, and this was the 17th of Kislev, so this was close enough to Yutes Kislev, and also both, it's very interesting that both Side the Mittler Rebbe and Side the Alter Rebbe were freed when they were reciting the Pasuk of Pado B'Sholim Nafshi. The Mittler Rebbe would say the Tillim as it's divided by the days of the month. So the month of Yud, the day of Yud in the month of Kislev, includes the chapter Nunhei, in which we say of Tehillim, which we say Pado B'Sholim Nafshi. And while he was reciting this Pasuk, he was freed. The same thing goes for the Alter Rebbe. The Alter Rebbe would say the Tehillim as it's divided by the days of the week. The Alter Rebbe's freedom came on Tuesday. And the Shir of the Perek Nunhei for Tuesday is included in Yom Shlishi. While he was saying, as the Alter Rebbe writes, the Pasuk, Pado B'Sholim Nafshi, so the Eibishter freed him. He was freed by the Eibishter. So that's why it's a usual Pasuk in association with Yutes Kislev that we recite and expound on the Pasuk of Pado B'Sholim Nafshi. Oda b'sholom nafshi mikrov li ki berabim hoyu imodi. So basically, King David, David HaMelech, is saying that Hashem redeemed my soul, gave me my life, redeemed my life in a peaceful way, which implies that there's two ways of redemption. Could be sometimes in a peaceful way, and sometimes in a non-peaceful way. He emphasizes in this passage that it was done in a peaceful way. He also says, mikrovli, from the war with me. The word krov means war, but there's also the name for war can also be milchama. Krovli represents a closeness, because there could be sometimes a war which is waged from a distance, and sometimes it could be mikrovli. And then he says, ki berabim hoyu imodi, for the many war with me, as we're going to explain, two translation in the word berabim hoyu imodi. Either because there were many people that were with me, which means that they were praying for the success of David HaMelech, that the reason why Padu B'Sholom Nafshi Mikrovli, because even the people that were fighting, the people of Shaul that were fighting against David, they were also praying for the success of David. So that the Rabbim, those many, were really Imodi, they were really with David, even though they were with Shaul, but they were really praying for the success of David HaMelech. That's one interpretation. And another interpretation is kibirabim hoyu imodi, that there was many that went along with this podo b'sholim nafshi. There was a rabim imodi. Let's look inside. V'yedu im di yuke kveit kidushas admur hazokin bal hagu'ula di yutes kislev. So it's known the specific issue raised by the Alter Rebbe, who is the master of the redemption. Yutes Kislev is the day that he was released from prison. And also, and his son, who took his place, Kveit Kiddushas Admur Hemtsoi, that's the Rebbe, the Mittler Rebbe, Bal HaGeula, the Yut Kislev, the ones whose redemption took place on Yut Kislev. So they have specific issues that they raised on this pasuk. Masha bepasuk zem mudgosh, the fact that in this pasuk is emphasized loy rak inyan hapdiya v'hagula bichlal, not only the redemption and the release, freedom, the pdiya in general. Elo, but the pasuk says shahapidia he bisholim davke. This says here that this freedom, this redemption, comes specifically. It says in a peaceful way. Pada bisholim was bisholim. Also, they talk about the other specific language used in this pasuk. Also, it says from the war with me, but it doesn't say and it doesn't say from war. It says mikrov. Krov means war, but milchama also means war. Here it says mikrovli. Why does it say the war to me instead of just saying mikrov? So he says, that the pedia shabedia hili poda b'shol mikrov li is to me. What's the emphasis in the pasuk that is to me? Gam tzarich lahavin oimrei. Also, we need to understand what is this pasuk saying. Ki berabim hoyu imodi, because the many were with me. The mashma that it appears from the pasuk, shazehu hatam al zeh shepodo b'sholem nafshi goyme. This is the reason why he redeemed my soul b'sholem is because Rabim Hoyu Modi. What is the idea? What is the point of explanation that the Rebbe shares? The pediya shayich rak kasher yesh mitzias shel inyan hamenagid. When could there be redemption? Only if there is an existence of an opponent. If there is no opponent, the kasher ein mitzias shel tzad shekenegid. If there is no existence, if it doesn't exist, it doesn't have, there's no such a opposing side, there is no need and there is no space, no room for redemption, nothing to redeem from. Since the holiness is the only path, and that's the only entity that there is Kedusha. There is no opponent. Then there can be no redemption. But when there is an opposing side, there is an entity of darkness and foolishness, etc. There needs to be the redemption from the darkness and the foolishness. When there exists darkness and foolishness, we have to be redeemed from it. And what's the benefit when we have challenges, when we have darkness, when we have foolishness, that we overcome those darkness, we overcome those foolishness? The advantage is that we get additional light that comes from darkness specifically. Upadiyah zu meviyah, this redemption brings shakadusha tiya be'oifen, that the holiness should be in a way, the yisrein ha'oir min ha'choshech v'yisrein ha'chokma min ha'sichlus, that there should be advantage to the light when it comes out of darkness, and the advantage of wisdom when it comes out of foolishness, which means when you're challenged and there is an existence of an opponent and it blocks and interferes and you overcome, then you get an advantage of light when it comes from darkness, an advantage of chokmah when it comes to sichlus. Hainu. What it means that through the redemption from darkness and foolishness, through that specifically becomes the advantage of light and wisdom. And we're not talking about a yisrein, not only bekamos, not only quantity wise, that there's a lot more quantity light, there's a lot more wisdom, elogam yisrein be'eches, but also a advantage in the quality, that the quality is much greater. Hine, so that's the first thing, podo. There is the first word in the pasuk, podo pedia. There needs to be redemption in order to get to the higher light. And now, how is the redemption takes place? This redemption can be in two ways. It can be redemption in a way of war, or it can be in a peaceful way to overcome the opponent. So the pasuk articulates and comes up. The novelty in our pasuk is shepidia zuhi b'sholem. This is a peaceful redemption. That's the b'sholem, and then That's also in two ways. Whether it's mikrovli, whether the opponent that I'm being redeemed is close to me or is far from me. Bezeh gufa. In this itself, hein b'milchoma v'hein b'sholim, whether when the war is taking place and then when the peace that Hashem brings about, the podo b'sholim, efshel liyiz b'beizifanim, that can be in two ways. Im hapediyo hi be'ofen sha'omdim b'kiruv el hamizbarer v'hanivda, if the redemption is in a way that you are standing close to the one who is being sorted out and being redeemed, avshe adayin loin nisbarer v'nivda, although he has not yet been sorted out, he's not yet been redeemed, but you're close to redemption, or you're far from him. So over here, we're saying, first of all, that it's Bisholim, and this Pedia that you are doing, and redemption from the Menagid, is mikrovli. The gamba zem mevayru mechadis v'posuk. Here also the posuk articulates and says that the pdiya hi mikrovli. Hainu be'oifun de kiruv. That's in a way of closeness. Kimavur b'dibra maschil podu b'sholom la'admur ha'mitzoyi, as explained in the maimer podu b'sholom for the mitlarem. And then we say mikrovli. Mikrov li, that's also over there. It says li is pedia betoikim. What li means a redemption that is a forceful one, shein mokim l'shinui, so that there is no room for change. It means it's a redemption that is a lasting redemption. To call mokim shenem ar li eino izoz li oilom. For any place, wherever it says li, it never moves. It's always. So that means mikrov li. So we explained, podo, there's an opponent. Bisholim, the way it's done is in a peaceful way, not through war. Mikrov means the closeness. Li means that it's a forceful one, because if it says, the kolmokish never li, it never moves, it's always there. So what's the reason for this redemption? Why do we have this redemption? Over there we have two interpretations. What is the meaning? Aleph, number one, the koi al tfila sorabim, that this refers to the prayer of the many, those were the prayed for David HaMelech, and base the koyi al hagula, that this refers to the redemption, that berabim hoyu imodi, many are with me, they joined in this redemption. It goes on the geula that there were many, shagula hi gam shel harabim, that this redemption is also of the many. Val derech haloshen hayedua, as the known language that we used, the Friedrich Rebbe said, lo'yosi bilvad gol HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that it's not just me alone that the Eibishter has redeemed, but all those that b'shem Yisroel Yechuna, which basically means that the redemption is berabim, is something which is a matter for everyone. Ois Gimel. This talks about the war that David HaMelech waged against the people that tried to hurt him in the whole story, but we have everything also in our spiritual life, in the Avodas Hashem, the struggles and the wars that we have to wage. Hine, kolin yonim eila, all of these matters, yeshnam b'avodas ha'odom, also exist in the service of man. Kimavur b'hadrushim, as explained in the Maimorim. Move on. From this we understand sheyeshlam b'toira, that since it's also in the service of man, we also have in Torah a similar poda b'sholim, because the Torah is considered also like an Odom. K'meshakosu, we say Zois HaTorah Odom. So if man has it, we also have a similar idea in Torah. V'alpi Masha Omru Razal, and really, based on what our sages tell us, it's not only because they're by the human, it's also in Torah, but our sages tell us Kuchabrichu Istakil Be'eraisa Ubara Alma, that Hashem looked in the Torah and then He created the world. So that means the world, the human being, everything starts off from the Torah. The way we read it in the Torah, that the Eibishter created man, that's where it all started, and then man was created. So it starts in the Torah, Istakil Be'eraisa Ubara Alma. Move on. So based on that, it's understood the Adrabe, Ha'inyonim Heim B'Torah. These ideas over here, they start in Torah. And from that, it goes down to the world. So it starts, everything starts from Torah. To explain this idea of Pod B'Sholem as it is in the Torah. Hine Yadua, it's known the Torah lay b'shamayim here. The Torah is not in the heavens, which means that the final resolution of Torah, the halacha, is here, is not above. The Gemara relates that they tried to figure out a halacha and they said to be a baskel and various signs from above. It says the Torah is not in the heavens, and that doesn't prove anything. The Torah was given below on the earth specifically. So since the Torah finds itself below in a place of darkness and foolishness, that's why we have to redeem Torah, because Torah is below, in darkness and foolishness, and we have to redeem it. And that, through this redemption, you get more advantageous light from darkness. So that, through redeeming Torah, you get additional light. As it's known, the Rebbe explains, what would it mean, the idea of redemption? So it's known that that when you talk about the upper worlds, hapshitus hu elikus, what's obvious in the higher world is godliness. The existence and the function of godliness, that's obvious. What's the novelty that there's entities outside of godliness, that there could be something else, because godliness is obvious that it's there, and that there is anything else is a novelty because it doesn't really exist there as an entity. Abu Lamato, but when we talk about below, that's totally opposite of this. The hapshitus hu hametzius, the obvious in our world is the entities, what is in existence. That's obvious. What we see, the entities, we accept that. Oh, that is obvious. But the hishachus hu elikus, the novelty is, oh, to also give us an understanding that there's also godliness. That's something which is an added dimension to what we know. Above, it's obvious that Hashem, and everything else is a novelty. We don't know about it. We have to sort of learn about it. In the world below, we actually only see existence of the world. And we have to learn about Hashem, know that that's a novelty, Elikus. So when you can reveal that, the Gilu Elikus, Shetzorich Liyis Hizchachus, so this revelation in this world of godliness that needs to be this renewal, we have to recognize Hashem. That is the idea of redemption. You're redeeming the this world and bringing it into real perspective to that novelty that really there is Hashem, that Hashem is the runs the world. Similar to Torah. That while Torah is dressed up in physical matter, in order to really comprehend that it's really Torah Hashem much beyond our seichel, and you recognize that the Torah is godly, that's called the redemption of Torah, that you see that it's not, you're taking it out from its physicality, you're poida, that's the pedia, and bringing it to his levels. In this itself, there is various ways. Generally speaking, there's two ways. We're talking about in the service of man in general. Here we're talking about specifically about the redemption of Torah. But when we talk about service of man includes Torah and mitzvahs, study of Torah and the observance of mitzvahs. The difference between the study of Torah and mitzvahs, study of Torah is considered in a peaceful way, whereas the mitzvahs, or the davening, or he calls it the avodas hatfilah, it's done through battle. The same sheba avodas ha'odom, and he's going to extend it to the study of Torah, just like in the service of man. Yesh na pediya ba'ayfan shel milchama upediya b'sholeim. There is the two ways of redemption, whether it's in a way of war, or it's a way of a peaceful way. That's the difference between the service of davening and the study of Torah. Study of Torah is considered a pediyah b'sholem, a peaceful pediyah, redemption. Davening is mikrovli. We also learned it at last in the other mimer, how shas sloisa shas krova, when you daven there, you have to fight with the nefesh ha-bahamis, the level of iskafya. But that's in general avodas ha'odom. Al derech ze b'toira gufa, so similar in Torah itself, yesh kamo shnei yifanim. There's also several, two ways. Oifan shel limud ha'toira, the one way we learn Torah, kamoi shekosu, like the Pasuk says, chanoich lenar al pidarka. One way is we educate the youngster on his way, following his path. As the Rambam talks at length in the commentary of the Mishnah, that you need to search for many ideas, so that the study and the education yasimu should be fitting to the path, to the style of the person who's learning. In this case, hanar, Chanoich lanar al pidarkei. Find the right way to teach this youth. Lefi mamodei umatzovi ba'isei sho. According to his standing, his situation at that time that you're teaching him. That's one way. So one way is to adjust according to the necessity to the student, to the nar, what you're teaching. But yesh nai oifen shel limud ha-Torah, but there is yet another way of studying Torah. Shel loimed Torah kefi shehi b'shamayim. That you're learning the Torah as it is in the heavens. What does it mean? He's learning Torah over here. Da'agam shel loimed ha-Torah ba'aretz, for although he's learning the Torah in this world, what does it mean learning in the heavens? Mekol mokoyim oifan alimut shaloi, the style of his learning, hu she'eina shayich os klal limitzias oilom, that he has no connection at that time to the existence of the world. He's just on a higher plane at the time that he's studying. Ve'en l'shum k'she'keshed imenyone oilom, he has no connection with worldly matters. So within Torah itself, you can be learning in a way in which you have to bring it down and find ways to learn it according to the style, or you can learn Torah as it's in Shamayim, which is beyond any connection to the world. And just as there is these distinctions, differences, how we study Torah, al derech zeh b'Torah gufa. In Torah gufa, we also have two levels of learning of Torah, what Torah we learn. Some parts of Torah, which is the esoteric parts of Torah, have no questions. Those are considered the peaceful Torah. And then when you have challenges and questions and answers, that's considered the battle of Torah. Yisro b'rayim hemne, as brought down in the Raya Mehemna in the Zohar, and also V'nizbayir B'Geres HaKodesh, and articulated in Geres HaKodesh, the Baal HaGeula of the Alter Rebbe, the ones whose redemption we're celebrating, that the B'Torah HaNigla is that in the revealed Torah that we study, that's called Eitz Hadas Toivara. That's from the tree of knowledge. There's good and bad. Yeshbo Kashio Machloikis. There's questions, there's disagreements over there. So there is a battle with Tzorich Lies Milchamto Shel Torah. There needs to be the war of Torah. That subject matter of Torah is considered to be the war part of Torah. L'taretz u'levarer hamaskona. You have to answer, and you have to figure out the conclusion. So that's one level. But upnimis ha-Torah, when we talk about the inner part of Torah, the Eitz HaChayim, that's not the Eitz HaDas Torah, that's the tree of life. The leis tamon lekash yuchul, over there's no questions. Va'ad lemayonis Torah sabal semtav, to the extent of the wellsprings of the teaching of the Baal Shem Tov, shenizgalso b'derisenu b'toiras ha-chassidus, which has been revealed in our generation, the teaching of chassidus. V'zehu inyen ha-pediyah b'sholem. That means to redeem in peace. In Torah, meaning, first of all, studying the level of peace of Torah, which is the level of pnimiyas ha-Torah. And number two, to learn Torah, as he brought down before, in a way that you are not caught up in the physicality of the world, even though you're learning world Torah in this world, but you are really learning Torah Bashamayim. And that would be that the general idea is to create a notion, like just in the world in general, we say that Torah is that the world sees entities, Gashmis, and God is a novelty, but to bring in that novelty, that's called a redemption. When we bring in spirituality into the world, that's the redemption. Dalet. This redemption can be either in a way of distance or closeness. So what he explains, and he comes up with the idea that this redemption is in a close way, ba'ifun shel kiruv. Yuvan ze al pi biur kveit kedushas admur hazoken will understand it based on the explanation of the Alter Rebbe b'maimer hazal. Alter Rebbe explains the saying of our sages. They say, hamispalel tzorich sheyiten einov lemato v'liboy lemailo. One who davens needs to put his eyes below. In other words, when you're davening, you don't look outside and get distracted. You have to keep your eyes downwards to the ground, not to see anything else. But your heart, v'liboy lemailo, your heart should be above. So what does the Alter Rebbe explains? Alter Rebbe explains you have to put your eyes lemato means shetzorich liyeh shayich v'royeh gam es hamato. You have to be connected and to see the low, the below. What he says is like this: Hainu, shagam bihi yoisoi libay lemailo. Even while your heart bihi yois libay lemailo, even though while your heart is above, kosher lemailo, it's tied to above. Tzorich liyes royes hamato ha'olam v'inyanov. You still need to be seeing the low, the world and its matters. So basically, as he explains, while you're very lofty on a very high level, but don't lose your connection with the bottom. You need to be tied and see. You need it while you're tied above. You need to see the low. You need to see the world and its matter. That means ein of is lamata. Al derech ze yuvon belimud haTorah, and similar to this, we'll understand by the Torah study of Torah. When you study Torah, it needs to be in such a way that it brings you to action. It brings you to practical action. As our sages of blessed memory say, God the limud shemevi lidei maise. The study is great, it brings you to action. So, first of all, what you study shouldn't just remain in study, it should lead you to action. But within study itself, study halacha. Ve'oid, shelimudei hu la'asukes shmaitza limudei hilchasa. You're learning in order to conclude the discussion according to the halacha. Hamaskone l'halacha l'maise binyone ha'olam. That means the conclusion to the practical, pragmatic halacha in the worldly matter. That means while you're learning Torah, old ideas, bring it down into maise. Asher davke oz, specifically then, ayidei halimud ba'ifun kazeh, through learning in such a way, hubo elamitis havonas halimud va'akavona, you come to the true understanding of what you're learning in the intention of your kemavuer barucha. Let's finish up and take a few more minutes. Umamshich behakosuf. So the pasuk continues. Kiberabim hoyu imodi. So here we have it in Torah, poda b'sholim, that you can, you have to learn to, even if it's in gashmius, you have to learn it in a way of connection b'sholim. Mikrovli, you have to stay close to Torah. You have to stay lemaisa. And now we say kibarabim hoyimodi. Pirush ha'alav bazeh, the first interpretation we said before, shekol zeh nasa al-day tfilas rabim. All this is accomplished through the prayer of the many. Kafilu kisha'ar shen odom b'Yisrael, mi'Yisrael, hu b'tachlis ha'shlemus b'aveidosa, even when a Jewish person is complete, whole, in his service, mikomokim gam oz yesh maile b'tfilosi. So there is still an advantage when you daven, infinitely, unimaginably, no comparison, when you daven with a minyan. So while you're davening, and a person, you may be a great person, you can daven, but there's no comparison at all to davening with a minyan. Tfilas harabim, the tfilah of the many. As we understand also from the prayer of the 10 days of tshuva, Shomer Azal, the Rav Zal say that Hosom b'yochid ocha b'tzibur, that it says the Eibishter is close to us b'chol koreinu eilov, whenever we call him. And then it says k'rohu b'yosef korof, which means the 10 days of tshuva, we should call him only at that time. And the Gemara says Hosom b'yochid, that when the Aserisim b'tshuva is only is by when you daven individually, the kru. But Bitsibu Davis always answers you. When the individual prays during 10 days of tshuva, that's equal to the many davening the rest of the year. Even in Aseris Yimei Tshuva, while the yochid is compared to the individual, like the davening with a minyan throughout the year, but can you imagine when you daven with a minyan in Aseris Yimei Tshuva, it's not the same, it's a much higher level. So that's one interpretation. But Pirush HaBeis Beposuk Zeh Shekoyle L'Sarabim as Kol Yisrael Limodei. The second interpretation is possible that he includes the many together with him. So that is Mubon Al Pi Mashemevi Bal HaGeula B'Sidurei Meha'arizal. What the Alter Rebbe, the Bal HaGeula, brings in the Sidur HaRizal, Shenochen Leimer Koydom HaTfilo, that it's proper to say before the davening, Hareini Mekablo Lai Mitzvah Sasei Shol V'Havto L'Reich Kamoicha. He says, I accept upon myself the loving thy fellow like yourself. We started before Matoivo. It extends to all the steps and all the levels of the davening. We say, Matoivu, you do it before. So it goes, Matoivu, that's the beginning, and Hoidu Lashem v'chulu, and then you do Tfilas, they do Tfilas Hamida, the standing prayer. Till we do Aleinu Shabeach and Alkei Nekabe. Shomro Yeshua Ben Nun, that was said by Yeshua Ben Nun, Kshekovas as Eretz Yisrael B'Pam Rishoino, when he conquered Eretz Yisrael the first time, he says Alkei Nekabe Uboifun the Nachlas Oilom, he conquered it so that it remains for an eternal inheritance. The whole Protim v'dargezelus. All of these levels, all the steps, bitfilo, heim bishleim musom, they become wholesome. Aidei kabolas mitzvas eser shalahavas Yisrael, by accepting the positive mitzvah of loving thy fellow. That's why before the davening we say, I love thy fellow, yit, hareini mekav mitzvah shalahavas reich kamoicha, and that is the prerequisite before we go to all these different levels. That's the second meaning in the Barabim Hoyu Imodi, including everybody, in order for my davening to be proper. And the first pshat in Barabim Hoyu Imodi, that it is the prayer of the Rabim which accomplishes all these great levels of the Pedia, etc. Behi Rotzin Vov. Maybe the will, the Rebbe blesses, that each one, man or woman, should do everything that is up to him, to fulfill the request and the power that was given to him of the master of this redemption. The Alter Rebbe gave us the power to spread the wellsprings to the outside. Asher Yedua, and that it's known, Sheikir Inyan Yefutsu Mayinisecho Chutzo, the main idea of spreading the wellsprings to the outside, Hischil Achrei Peterburg, that began after the redemption. Peterburg was when the Alter Rebbe was incarcerated, and Yutus Kislev is the freedom. That's when it began, the spreading of the wellsprings, Yeshloimar. And we can say, the Hainu Loi Rak Achrei Umesuvov mehagula mepaterbog. This is not only after and as a result from the redemption of Peterburg that we can go ahead and spread the wellsprings. Elogam mesuvas mehamaisa, but this is actually a consequence of the actual incarceration. Rebbe quotes here from the sages that the olive, when you squeeze him, that's when he gives out the oil. The Alter Rebbe being squeezed and incarcerated gave the oil out, gave this extra. We can possibly say even more than that. The Lochain. That is why the Alter Rebbe was incarcerated b'meshach nun gimel yomim for 53 days. Gan, the garden. Kedei, the word nun gimel is spelled gan, garden. Kedei she'acher kach yiyeh inyan hafotzos hamayonos, so that later on the spreading of the wellsprings should take place b'ganoi shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In God's garden, the Gan, in the Gan of Hashem, Olam Hazeh. From this we understand the great privilege to be occupied in spreading the wellsprings. To spread them out in all places where Yidden live. Ha'anoshim va'anoshim, by men and for women. Like my father-in-law, the Rebbe said, that also women are obligated in the study of the teaching of Chassidus. Since the teaching of Chassidus leads a person to fulfilling the mitzvahs of Av V'Yira, and similar, which women are obligated. Also women are obligated in the mitzvah. And how do you do that? Through Chassidus. So that means they have to learn Chassidus. V'chiyuvan tamidi. And this is a constant obligation. And it's not zman gromo. It's not time bound, which women are exempt. This is old. Kimavua, Muva Bagdoma Sefer HaChinuch, as brought down in the introduction of the book of Chinuch. And also Behataf. Also the children. What are children? Leman Yishmu, Leman Yilmadu. So that they can listen and learn from the Pasuk. By Hakil, the Shomru Lassis is called Divra Torah, so is to listen to do all the words of the Torah. The Yerotzen may be the will, Shav Shem blesses the Rebbe, Shekol Echot Ve'echot, Yasek Bezeh, everybody should occupy themselves in this, Ukideboyi improperly, the Yisayri Mezu, and more, the Yomim Achronim, in the last days, Shoy Nisha Mimei HaGolus, that are left from the exile. Zeh Yovi Bekorev Mamish, this will bring very soon, and in a good heart and joy, will go with our youth, with our elders, with our sons, with our daughters, to receive the face of our righteous Mashiach, and we'll go together with Mashiach Tzidkenu. We're all the Torahs of that's outside of Eretz Yisrael. All of these Sefer Torahs will be brought back. That this is an association with the Sefer Torah that they brought to the Rebbe. In general, it says all the shuls, all the study halls that are in Bavel or in Chutz Laretz will all fly and all go to Eretz Yisrael, Eretz HaKodesh, the Holy Land. Very soon in our day, actually very soon, with joy and a good heart.